Welcome, ladies, to the Women's Health Happy Hour podcast. My name is Dr. Dawn Andalone. I am a women's health physical therapist, author, educator, and co-owner of Level 4 PT and Wellness. And this podcast is informative but lighthearted, and we discuss all things women's health in order for you to lead an active and vibrant lifestyle. So cheers, and let's get started. Hello, we're back on the Women's Health Happy Hour podcast. I am so happy to be back and bring you the part two of our postpartum episode, like I said I would. And I just took a break for a few weeks. We had a lot going on in our office, and I just needed like a recharge and rethink what the next episodes were going to bring. So if there is anything that you'd love to hear, or also anyone you'd like me to interview, I am open to suggestions. Go on over to our Instagram page. It's women's health underscore L4 for level four. That's the name of our business, Level 4 PT and Wellness in Encinitas, California. So on Instagram, women's health underscore L4, and send us a message. Let me know what else you want covered on this podcast, because we're getting a lot of listens and lots of downloads, and I'm really excited because I've covered a variety of topics. We are bringing on some different interviews coming up soon, but let's get into this second part of the postpartum episode, and today is all about C-section recovery. And really, if you are a woman that has had any other type of surgery, like a hysterectomy or any abdominal surgery, this also goes for you, because I find that women are so underserved after having a C-section, and you really don't get the guidance on when to return to exercise, on what to do for your scar. It's pretty much like you go back to have your postpartum checkup. They make sure that the incision has healed normally, it's not infected, and there really isn't too much else. So if you've had more than that happen at your postpartum visit, then that's great. But a lot of the women that we see that end up having problems with pelvic floor issues, even though they delivered via C-section, not vaginally, they are still coming to us with either pain around the scar, it feeling weird or uncomfortable. They feel like they have no connection to their core muscles or abdominals. They don't know how to progress exercises and are looking online, and maybe what they're doing is not working, or they're experiencing painful sex. They go back to their activities and they're just not feeling recovered yet. Well, here's what I am going to mention, which is actually a chapter in my book, Beyond 9 Months. You can find it on Amazon or over on our website. But I have a chapter all about C-section, because we found this is a very underserved population of people that after about 6 to 8 weeks, once the C-section scar has supposedly healed, there is still a lot of healing that needs to take place underneath. And sometimes that scar can develop adhesions or built up scar tissue. It does depend on your genetics, and it depends on just how you heal from trauma. Everybody's going to be different. So there is some things that you can do to help the recovery and help yourself. And that's what we're going to talk about today. So if you had a C-section, or we love to call it a belly birth, there is information of what to do really in the first 6 weeks that you might get from the hospital, from your doctor. Like, be careful lifting, take it easy, don't do a lot of stairs, lifting the baby, that kind of thing. But what do you do once you're cleared after that 6 to 8 week mark and your scar is supposedly healed, but you're still not feeling like your body's healed? So talking about a C-section recovery is almost non-existent, and resources are not given to moms to address incision care, scar massage, exercise progression, and most women are only told not to lift anything, drive, or exercise for 6 weeks post C-section or even post hysterectomy. And even though they had a major abdominal or pelvic surgery, that's it. there's no other information they're getting. We have found that when we do videos on recovery after having some type of abdominal surgery or pelvic surgery, like prolapse, surgery, hysterectomy, C-section, we get a lot of questions. So C-sections are actually very common, and they're accounting for an estimated 32% of all deliveries in the United States. That's a lot. And it's important to know that not all women will heal at the same rate and will be ready for the same activity after surgery. Even though most of the information out there relates to healing by 6 to 8 weeks post C-section, and that's a lot of the info online, but what happens after that? If you're setting reasonable expectations and having a supportive medical team, it can definitely make the recovery from a C-section a lot easier too. And it's knowing who you might need in your court to be able to help you. And even some studies have found that 60% of women have some pain in the incision even 24 weeks after delivery. That was one of the studies that I read when I was preparing for my book on how to help women. It's actually more common than we think too. So an example is we had a woman, I'm going to call her Jessica, just to keep her name anonymous. And she had a C-section because her baby was breech and it was her first baby. And she came to us and she didn't know what to expect. She and the baby both did really well during the delivery process and followed the nurses and doctor's instructions. But what she didn't expect, the simple tasks like taking a shower on her own, caring for the baby, and that was a little bit harder than what she expected. So she asked for help, which is one of the key things you need to do after a C-section. You're kind of forced to do that because your body's going to tell you, hey, I don't think that's right. I don't think I should do that yet. She actually had a postpartum doula, which I highly recommend. It can be a great help. And at her six-week checkup with her OB, she was told her incision was healed. She did great. And to go back gradually to her activities. What she didn't expect was that the pain in her abdominal area would still continue after 6 weeks. And for most people, following a knee surgery, shoulder surgery, different surgeries, the surgeon would commonly recommend going to a PT as a follow-up to progressively work on their motion, moving again, strengthening. And why is that not the case for abdominal surgeries when it is affecting the whole center of your body? It's really perplexing to me, and it's just crazy. So the goal is for you to be confident in your own ability to really empower yourself to facilitate your recovery, and I want to help you be able to return to exercise safely and strongly. But not everybody's going to heal right at six weeks or 8 weeks. It may take longer. And with a C-section, I'm going to talk about some of the myths. So some people will say, well, I didn't have a vaginal birth, so my pelvic floor is fine. But actually, 43% of those women who do deliver via C-section have a pelvic floor dysfunction. And I bet a lot of you don't even understand what that means, but we're talking about having issues with bladder problems, constipation, painful sex. All of that can be related to those muscles that were put under stress and pressure as your during your pregnancy. And when women don't deliver vaginally, but they actually think that their pelvic floor wasn't affected as much, but you had a lot of stress and strain on your pelvic floor no matter what, and it can respond to trauma differently. And I think that's just really an important myth to be able to talk about, because compared to like 58%, one of the studies I read, of women who deliver vaginally have some sort of pelvic floor issue, but 43% is, that's actually pretty high. That is after a C-section. So painful sex, incontinence, some of the reasons for this. So you're having that downward pressure that the baby can stretch your pelvic floor muscles and connective tissue during pregnancy. So you have a lot of pressure in that area and it can leave them a little more lax and not responding like they once did, especially if you carried twins, triplets, and you had a C-section. So with your expanding uterus, it's putting pressure on other pelvic organs, including the bladder and the rectum, and it can disrupt their normal function. The C-section scar can sometimes even create like strange nerve-like symptoms. I've had women tell me that they don't want to touch that area or they feel like it's tingling, it's numb, it just does not feel like it's connected to their body. All of that is very normal, especially when you have nerve endings that affect your skin. And that is going to affect the healing of the scar and how it's feeling and the sensation of what it's telling your brain that it feels odd to you. And so it can feel like pins and needles. It can feel numb. And having that pressure or the weight during the pregnancy on the pelvic floor can cause symptoms after. And I just wanted to make that clear that that was myth number one. Also, too, because your body alignment has changed, your posture has changed. So whatever happened during pregnancy when you had more of that curve in your back and your belly is protruding out, it's shifting your pelvis, your hips, and it's shifted forward, and it can affect the tone of your pelvic floor muscles. We talk about tone like the resting state. So a lot of times if you're sitting back on your tailbone or you're arching your pelvis forward, more of an arch in your back, that's going to change the strain on those pelvic floor muscles if it's not in a more neutral position. And going from pregnancy and 9 months pregnant to postpartum, where you're no longer carrying that extra pressure and the weight there, that is going to change things on the pelvic floor muscles, leaving them more tense sometimes and shortened. So that doesn't necessarily mean they're weak, but they have changed positions and your body has to adapt to it. Like any other muscle in your body, if it's used differently over time, it's going to adapt to it. And so if you have tighter or shortened muscles, you may continue to feel pain even after your C-section is healed and the wound is healed. So if you have an overactive pelvic floor or your muscles are not used to working in overdrive, helpful treatment by a pelvic floor PT, that's what we are and what we specialize in, we can actually work on some internal trigger point release and being able to let those muscles go, because your brain will not know how to connect to them sometimes and not know what to do to actually let them go and get them to relax. And if that scares you or it sounds kind of weird, well, it is a thing and it truly does help. And sometimes that is the only way to really stop your symptoms, because it can be hard to do it on your own. So during the process, when you're having a C-section, the doctor actually makes that incision into the skin. I think another myth is they cut through the abdominal muscles, which they do not do. They actually, when I was in physical therapy school, I actually got to watch a C-section live and see what they do. And they actually separate the muscle belly. So they're able to not disrupt the muscle, but they just cut through the skin in order to get to that uterus. And it's very interesting, very intriguing. And maybe you don't want to know the details. Let's say cheers, because who's ever drinking their glass of wine right now? You might not want to hear that, but I'm just letting you know you will not actually disrupt the abdominal muscles, but they will need to be retrained because it's just like the pelvic floor. They've stretched, they've lengthened, and they need to know how to work again. And especially if you have, when you do have a C-section scar and you've disrupted that area and the nerve endings to the tissue around it and the skin, that will sometimes get adhesed to the muscle underneath and even affect the organs even deeper too. So scar tissue can completely affect the muscles beneath and affect how they are going to respond to stretching, strengthening, and being able to go back to a workout or core exercises. And that is one thing you're never taught, is how to do scar tissue mobility and scar tissue release. I do have a video on our YouTube channel. It's called Empowered Women is our YouTube channel. But there's a video on how to do a proper C-section massage, scar tissue massage. And so some things you can start doing on your own, especially after about 2 to 3 weeks when you're not having any bleeding at the incision area. It's fully closed. It has no extra redness or puffiness to it, but you can start massaging above and below just to get that fascia moving. And this is very rarely taught by the people in the hospital after your C-section or given instructions on. So that's another thing that you'll want to learn, because you're going to heal faster and your muscles underneath will be able to respond better if you have a mobile scar there too. I just want to give those initial recommendations. So maybe you don't know, maybe you're pregnant right now and you don't know if you're going to have a C-section or not, or you had a C-section, so maybe you're preparing for your second or your third one and you want just a little heads up on what to do in the first 6 weeks post C-section. Some of this will be given to you as instructions, but most often not all of it. So getting plenty of rest would be number one, and it's really vital for your recovery after surgery. Rest, I know, is nearly impossible sometimes with a newborn, but that's why having help at home, having someone that can actually hold the baby sometimes for you, be able to prepare meals, be able to allow you to rest, you're actually going to recover a lot better too. And sleeping does help the body recover. Number two, asking for help. And I can't say that enough. I think that's one of the things I didn't do enough during my recovery. Although I didn't have a C-section, but I can remember having a toddler and a newborn, and that was really overwhelming without help in the first 6 weeks. So if you really want your body to recover, especially after a C-section, when you are going to be more limited to lifting, carrying, bending over, going up and down stairs and that kind of thing to really allow yourself to heal, you do need to ask for help. Number three, this is another one that's underestimated. So processing your emotions and going through labor and delivery and giving birth can be a really emotional time. And women that experience any kind of trauma during their labor and delivery or emergency C-section, it's really, I just want to validate, it's really normal to take time to process it and be able to live through those emotions and be okay with having these ups and downs and how you're feeling, wanting to cry and get over it because it is overwhelming. And also to, if it was traumatic, almost like you need to let yourself be emotional in it. Not just hold it together, but it is so many, there's so many changes. And if you had a emergency C-section and you weren't expecting it, and maybe you're just having some difficulty with that, how everything went down, then it's important to talk to somebody and be able to ask who you can talk to. And if it's not a family member or a friend, it's getting professional help. And I can't say that enough. A therapist can really help you get through this too. Getting early support may help risk your chance for postpartum depression, but it does happen. And it can help women if they get a faster treatment and they're able to talk to someone sooner than later. Movement, walking outside can also help with this too, because that's going to improve your endorphins and just be able to boost your mood a little bit too. That leads into number four, taking regular walks. So lifting intense exercise are definitely going to be out for the first few weeks of recovery. And we talked about resting. But as an alternative, if you want to boost your mood, but also help your blood flow, circulation, and help the healing, I think it's really important to advise walking. This will also help the symptoms of constipation and being able to have any difficulty with that, because that does happen. If you're walking and moving, it's going to stimulate all your systems moving and your lymphatic system, your circulatory system, and it's going to be good for your digestive system too. It also reduces any risk of blood clots. So after a major surgery, you do want to move, and it can be a fun way to even get together with a friend or walk with another mom too. So that can be something that is safe to do once you feel up and ready to do that. Number five is going to be managing your pain. So there's no need to be in extra pain if you're struggling with the other demands of new parenting. So if you are prescribed something, I don't want you to feel guilty about having to take something like Tylenol or some type of medication. If you were prescribed that, it's a lot of people avoid that. But the things that I mentioned before can also help it. And if you find some natural solutions of ways to help the pain relief with getting help, with using a hot pack, ice pack, or being able to work on some breathing exercises, anything to calm your stress response, that can also help your pain too. So there's very natural ways to do it, but I don't want you to feel guilty if you do end up having to need a little help for that. Watching for signs of infection. So this one will be talked about at the hospital or with your doctor. So checking your temperature, just monitoring signs of any infection. If there's extra redness, bleeding, swelling, anything like that around your incision that you're just know in your gut, this is not normal. Having any kind of chills or fever, that's obviously could be a sign of some sort of infection too. I talked about constipation. I know this happens a lot to the clients we see. So it's kind of like that combination of having a hormone shift. Also, your stomach muscles have weakened a little bit, abdominal muscles, or spending longer amounts of time lying down. So that's when you definitely want to move. And I talked about walking, also drinking plenty of water. There's something called Smooth Move. It's a natural tea that you can find at the grocery store, over the counter. It is a natural way to help stimulate your bowels and kind of prevent that constipation too. And eating lots of fiber-rich foods can definitely help. Next one, like getting support for breastfeeding. So having a C-section, it may be linked to a higher risk of breastfeeding difficulty, not always, but I found a lactation specialist, lactation consultant was very helpful for me. I had somebody come to my house, I would say after like 3 days, because I was having trouble breastfeeding as a new mom, and I found it very helpful. If you are local to San Diego, I do have a referral for you as well, or people you can reach out to. So just contact us and we can give you that as well. But if you're in pain or you're sitting in a comfortable supportive chair and using a breastfeeding cushion, something's going to be supportive. That's also going to help your neck, back. It's going to help everything feel a little more natural to you. And you want it to be comfortable, but also there's a learning curve with it. And I think that was underestimated, even though I took a breastfeeding class during that time while I was pregnant. It's like, you never know what to expect and you never know what problems may come up, but getting support for breastfeeding can definitely make you feel more empowered and also make you feel more confident, because we're all just trying to figure out and it can be difficult. And seeking help for long-term issues. I think this one is so important, because I talked about having that 6-week check-in with your doctor, and many women will go home and be like, okay, now what? I still don't feel 100% like myself. I don't feel ready to either go back to having sex, going back to exercise, and what do I do next? So we find there's this kind of turning point after 6 to 8 weeks that If you want to do more than walking and you're not sure how to progress yourself, or you're experiencing pain and the doctor is saying, just rest, take time, you'll recover eventually, and let's just see how it goes and check in again, and you don't like that answer, and you're having bowel or bladder issues, you're having pain when you try to have sex, you have questions about returning to exercise, or your scar is not feeling right, that can be really important when to check in and see a pelvic floor physical therapist. There can be a lot of resources that we have too that maybe you didn't get from other avenues or seeing other people. So I just wanted to share with you some of the things that have helped moms that see us that have had a C-section, and we kind of compiled the list of things that were very helpful in the beginning and down the road. So I talk about in my book a progression of even some 5 simple exercises that you can do in that postpartum stage that are safe, helpful, gentle, but enough that is going to help your body kind of transition and shift from a pregnant body to a postpartum body, what you need to do. So you can buy Beyond 9 Months on my website, level4pt.com. Go to any of the women's health pages like Diastasis Recti or Incontinence, I believe it's on there, or you can order it on Amazon. I would love to share more info with you, and we have a couple other fun episodes coming up. So thank you so much for your support and for listening. And if you could go over and write us a review, that would be awesome and be able to help boost this podcast and get it out to more women just like you. So thank you. Let's say cheers. I've got my glass of wine here and I'm in my daughter's room, the only quiet place here. But I hope you have a wonderful day, and thank you so much for listening to the Women's Health Happy Hour podcast. Thank you for listening to the Women's Health Happy Hour podcast. And if you are a woman that's struggling with motivation right now, maybe you just want to boost your energy and just get the most out of life, you need to go on over and join our private Facebook group community. It's called the Level 4 Women's Health Insiders Group. And every week we share informational videos. We have lots of great content in order to guide you along your health journey, and free giveaways as well. So go on over to Level 4 Women's Health Insiders Group, join the group, and we'll see you there. So thanks for listening. The information given on this podcast is not intended to apply to every individual's potential injury. It is impossible to give 100% complete accurate diagnosis and prognosis without a thorough physical examination. The information provided is not meant as a substitute for your own professional advice from a healthcare provider or other medical professional. Under no circumstances will Level 4 Physical Therapy and Performance Incorporated or any of our other professionals be liable for any damage caused by reliance on the information that we make available on this podcast.